Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
To the All-Star break we go. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg. Jeremy Otto on the updates. Settled in on a Monday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Trying to find where my volume is. I keep reaching for the old spot.
Was I too loud? Too quiet?
No, too quiet.
I could be louder.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Good to see you.
Let me adjust it. Yeah, it's good to see you this morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I saw Heather was at the ballpark Sunday.
Oh, I know. Busy weekend.
It was fun. It was hot.
You weren't just there as a fan.
No. I was hosting
the game. Throwback.
Hello. It was. Everything was the same, but everything was different. Like, there was a lot of changes, which made the job a little easier. Not easier, but different. Like, the whole time I worked there, I had to fight through the delay. Mm-hmm. And fight through hearing myself back 3 seconds and just keep talking.
Oh,
and now
terrible.
They've got a new headpiece where you can hear yourself in your ear.
Oh, really?
So you don't have to worry about the delay?
That's amazing.
It took him how long? I walked in. I was like, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
These hosts don't know how good they've got
new
it.
New technology. They got exactly. It so easy these days.
Yeah. So easy.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was uphill both ways.
I was like, oh, this is awesome. Why wasn't this around when I was working?
Good reaction? People come up and say hi?
Oh my gosh. It was so fun. Everyone came up and said hello, but I was also like literally dripping in sweat. It was so hot that I was like, please. Like, because people wanted to like give you that side hug mm-hmm. or go in for the selfie where they're getting really close. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm so hot.
No touching.
Yeah, please don't get that close. It was so much fun though. I was nervous.
Oh, come on. Nothing to be nervous about.
Well, I wasn't nervous to do the job,
right.
But I was nervous because I had never, like all the things I was doing, I had never done before.
Yeah.
I had never even seen them on the video board. So I didn't know like how things were going to go.
And right. Just in terms of the operation of
yes!
the job. Yeah.
And so normally before the season starts, you have like a
rehearsal.
A rehearsal day, yeah. Right? And you kind of see how the board's going to look, what I'm going to say. This was kind of like, I'm playing this game with you because I have no idea what it's going to look like.
And yeah, and the video board is different from when
yes.
you played. I mean, that's...
It's a T now.
Yeah, it's a T.
It's true.
Yeah. And the name above it is different as well. It's
plenty of outrage.
No more Tigers.
How dare they?
It is different, though, doing this versus doing that. Like, more people are listening to this, but it's different when you can see all the people around you in
you guys,
a ballpark.
I thrive in that environment. Like, I love to be around people. I like that environment. I have so much fun doing that. I feel like I work better when I'm around people.
When you're the star of the show.
No.
That's what I heard.
She hesitated for a second there.
No. I like to be in an environment around people that are excited to be where they're at, having a good time. You feed off their energy. They feed off your energy. And it's a lot of fun.
Maybe we should just rename the show Heather Park with Costa and Jansen.
Small font.
No!
Get a magnifying glass out. Don't worry, we'll make sure we get your news on time today, 6:25.
No, sorry, just giving you a hard time. I would think that you would. That would be an environment that would suit you very well.
Because you can really build off the buzz. Yes. And there's a lot of buzz around this team. I know they got swept over the weekend.
Well, that's what's also different.
What?
The last time I worked, had to try to create a whole row just to give a whole row a hot dog, right? There was not enough people there to even create a whole row.
That's amazing. Like that,
so there's a very big difference in environment.
Yeah.
We are going to get into first half overreact gyms at 7:02. Tigers first half headline at 6:35. John, let's start with this losing streak, their longest losing streak of the year.
Four.
All of four in a row. But going into the break has people feeling some type of way. I'd like to let you know how I'm feeling.
Okay, please do.
I'm feeling great.
After a four-game losing streak.
I'm feeling great.
Now you got to sit on it for 3 days.
Yep.
And wait till they take the field again.
I like it because it's undeniable what they have to do with the trade deadline. There is no question of should they make a move or what should they add. When Jason Benetti is pointing out their bullpen is 30th in swing and miss rate, they don't miss bats. Their bullpen is simply not good enough to win the World Series. And if there was any I don't know. That's out the window now. So I'm happy to see this in bright lights with enough time for Scott Harris to step up to the plate and take a couple cracks at it. He has more than enough ammunition. There are no excuses. The need is glaring, and it happened at the right time.
Have you come over to my side of the aisle where I know we all would love to add a right-handed power bat?
Right, yeah.
But I think it has been, to me, it's been a neon sign. We need more bullpen help. And whether it's a long reliever in the middle or it's a closer, Tommy Canley hasn't been good for a month.
Yeah, no body hair on that guy.
He's bald as a bat. But it's like, what have you come over to this side of the aisle where the first thing that they need to add is an arm or two in the bullpen?
Yeah, you have to secure your foundation before you can get aspirational.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, look, this weekend they gave up 35 runs in the three games. They're outscored by 21 runs. Tommy Canley's ERA in the month of July. What do you think it is? Because it's higher. It's 46.
Wait, 4.6?
Yeah, no. The decimal's another spot over. 46 ERA in the month of July for Tommy Canley.
It's tough when you only get, one or two
outings.
Batters, three batters at a time, but you only earn one or two batters at a time when you can't get them out or they're hitting bombs off you.
It's batting practice is what it was. And I know this changeup thing is when it dances and it's, wow, no one can hit the one pitch he throws. Well, here's the problem. You got one pitch you throw. And eventually, especially if you leave it in the zone, guys can time that up and do damage.
And when they come back, and this is why my perspective is a little bit different than yours. I'm not sitting there saying, oh, it's. I don't really think it's much of anything, good or bad. At some point, we knew they were going to have a four-game losing streak. It sucks that it's going into the All-Star break where we've got to sit on it for 3 days. But on Friday, it's at Texas. Mm-hmm. And then they've got Pittsburgh. Now, nobody's afraid of Pittsburgh, but it's Toronto, it's Arizona, it's Philly. Like, there's a month. I mean, leading up to the trade deadline, it is not an easy task coming out of the All-Star break. So whether it was, three against Seattle, it's four-game losing streak, or coming out, I think it's going to be highlighted the weaknesses that this team has. Now, they're still a good team. We're not saying that they've all of a sudden gone, because of a four-game losing streak. there's no panic, but I think you're right. It does highlight exactly what this team needs. And I think I've been saying it for, it feels like 6 weeks now.
Yeah, it's almost 2 months.
Bullpen help is the first thing that they should address.
Is it more than one arm at this point?
Oh, I've been saying I think they need they
two,
need
three, two, six, ten.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I don't know that they need to actually revamp the entire thing. But yeah, I think they do at least need two.
Yeah, two guys. Swing and miss has to be the priority, because when you get in the postseason, like I think they did a nice job pointing out, you can't live on contact in the postseason. The ball's going to find spots where the defense isn't. Put them away. Don't let them put bat on the ball.
Yeah, and you get to the postseason, right? And if Kader Montero is on the postseason roster, he could be a long reliever, right? He's not going to be a starter, so he could be one of your long relievers. But I still think you need another long reliever, somebody that's going to get you from your starter to the closer. And I don't know that it's Canely anymore. And I mean, Vest has still been okay. So you've got to find a way to get there.
So Holton has stepped up while Canely has walked back. So you went from having two guys at the back end of the bullpen to having two guys at the back of the bullpen. You need at least three, and then you do need to, again, seven-game series, you need more than a couple arms. That's why you say they need multiple. Mm-hmm. And again, the deadline is at the end of this month. It's July 31st. They have a little over 2 weeks. I like that they have this exposure right now, because what I would have hated is they have this four-game losing streak or more in August and September, and you're going, missed our window to add. This is the time to have your flaws exposed so that you go out and make the moves to upgrade it.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's no excuse at the end of the season. You'll know you've done everything you can. You've shored up every weakness possible. You've left no stone unturned. And the alternative is to just be blissful. Win two of every three, and then get exposed in the playoffs. Get exposed right now and then do something about it. The Mariners are a good ball club. Now, they came in here and they put a whooping on them.
They did. But like I said, when you come out of the All-Star break, Texas team right around 500, but it's in their ballpark. Pittsburgh, okay, they're Pittsburgh. But Toronto, there might not be a hotter team in baseball than Toronto. In fact, probably the only hotter team is Boston at this point. They just won 10 in a row. You got four against them at home, Arizona, three at home, and then three against Philly. And we know what Philly is. I mean, they're the first in their division. They're a good team, and they hit well.
If there's a list of teams you think can win the World Series, Philly's on that short list.
Oh, yeah. Philly's definitely on that short
list. Power arms, power bats, postseason experience, played in the World Series, played in NLCSs. You're going to see them. But that's after the trade deadline. Right?
Oh, no. Yes, it is. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Arizona is the last team that they play right up until the trade deadline. So, but it's... I think it just highlights, and I'm not going to sit there and say it's a good thing that they lost four in a row. I know you will. I would much rather it still be highlighted what they need, as long as they don't overlook and say, well, we're still winning. I would much rather highlight what they need in wins versus in losses.
248-539-9797. The impossible happened. The Tigers lost four consecutive baseball games for the first time all season. Bullpen was ugly. Listen, a lot was ugly. What did you take out of it? Losing streak has you feeling weirdly good like I do? How does it have you feeling? It's 97-1.
All right, guys, it's time to step up to the plate against hair loss. Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of turning back time for thousands of men across Southeast Michigan, helping them regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, during the month of July, you can get up to 30% off all hair transplants and medical hair rejuvenation packages. But here's the catch. It's limited to just 30 clients, so don't wait. Dr. B is a true pioneer, one of the first in the world to use your own hair to fortify new growth. This medical therapy once seemed like science fiction. Now it's reality right here at Michigan Hair Restoration. So forget those old school hair procedures. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing linear scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that get better and better every year, and he guarantees them all. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. Don't wait till you're out of innings. Go to MichiganHairRestoration.com to book now. Mention 97.1 and take advantage of these exclusive July offers before they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going to punish pitches like that. Tigers swept over the weekend. Four straight losses going into the All-Star break. It has you feeling? Well, you let us know. I said it's got me feeling good. Get exposed now before the trade deadline. The need is clear. Address the bullpen. Not one arm, multiple arms. Ticket texters. We need a high-level leverage reliever, and I pray Alex Lang could also come back and be good for us.
I mean, yes, he could be, but... I mean, but ..
If he's the third addition to the bullpen, I feel better than if he's the only addition to the bullpen.
Yeah.
They didn't just lose four straight guys. They got lit up all game against a fellow playoff team. Last year, the pitching was the reason they went on a run. This year, the pitching will cost them. Ominous. Well, it'll cost them if they don't do anything about it.
Well, the pitching could cost them,
yeah.
Yes.
If they don't do anything about it, then it's, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, then it's problematic. I agree, Jim. The losing streak could not have come at a better time. If this happens in a few weeks, there's nothing they could do about it. The sweep makes it undeniable what the Tiger weakness is, and it needs to be addressed before the deadline.
It makes it more public, but if Scott Harris didn't realize that they needed bullpen help before this four-game losing streak, then I think we got bigger issues.
But didn't it get, like,
it got highlighted?
Like,
yo,
to me,
sure.
I feel great about the entire first half in general, but... we have a Tommy Canley problem, and I'm just not going to deny it. He's been awful this month, and Jim said it in the first segment. When that changeup's not on, it gets ugly. You can't have something like that.
The biggest concern you have as a good team, if you continue to win, is that the weaknesses get swept under the rug because you're just looking at the win-loss column.
Why would you bring that up? They have the best record in baseball. Well, you can't say that after this weekend. I know they still have the best record, but you can't just put your head in the sand.
The thing about him being in late, high-leverage situations is the minimum three-batter thing.
Right.
You know, he's out there for three, and you're going through, you know, Judge and Stanton. Good luck. They showed it. Yeah, it proved it. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you what, they have got it. They need two arms, and they need somebody that can look. You got to trust him. He's on your roster, and he's going to be your 7, 8, or 9 at some point. But
Canely,
yeah.
Well, and so we talk about the batters all the time. What was the conversation early in April about Riley Green? Oh, he can't.
He's in a slump, strikeouts.
Yeah, it was like 1 for 25, and can't do this, can't do that. We've had other guys that have. Cole Keith was in a slump. A pitcher could be in a slump as well, and they can also come out of it. Now you want to make sure that all those slumps happen at this time of the year, so that when you get to August, September, October, you've got everything ironed out. So it's not like you just throw him out. Say he's no good anymore. He can still be good, but in regards to sweeping things under the rug. It's not just Scott Harris. It's also A.J. Hinch. And I don't think A.J. is going to look at this and go, yeah, we're good. He may say that publicly because that's what he has to do as a manager. Right. Oh, we can get better from within. But I think he is having conversations with Scott Harris. Give me another arm.
I think two. I mean, look, Tommy Canely was overperforming. He was for his career. Mm-hmm. And now he's underperforming. He's not this bad either.
Water's found its level?
Yes.
Guys, can we say Meadows and Vierling suck? I mean, my God, they're free outs. Worst part, Vierling got at-bats in AAA for a month. Another one says we need a center fielder.
To which I'd say.
Yeah.
If you need him.
Put Hobby back in there. Yeah,
but then you got to play Sweeney at short. Again.
But then you go to your need a right-handed bat on the
guess who's going to be in town at the deadline? Eugenio Suarez. Yeah.
Just you know, tell them to switch locker rooms.
That's right. Yeah. Saw Heather on TV yesterday when they were interviewing the artist. She looked ready to go in the top of the sixth, signed Rick. Hot day.
It was a hot, hot day. It always feels like at least 5 degrees to 10 degrees hotter inside of Comerica Park. So if it says 80, to me it feels like 90.
Oh, sure.
It says 90, it feels like 100 degrees. And it was, I don't know what the temperature was. I never actually looked at the temperature on the scoreboard, but it.
But the sun
should have gone to you for the feels like temp.
I would have said it feels like 100 degrees.
Uh-huh.
The Heather Park feels like temp.
Uh-huh. I think it would be an official stat inside the ballpark. Yeah, because there's not as much, you know, wind
or shade. I mean,
there's
where
no
at least
shade.
Where I'm standing. Yeah. I mean, if you're in the Tiger's Den, cool. You're actually kind of cool, and that's where you feel the breeze. But if you're out in the sun, whoo, it was hot.
So they had you out because part of the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I think. I mean, or
short staffed.
Exactly. And it was like, oh, well, it is the anniversary. Let's see if she wants to come. But
when's
it was
the last
fun.
Time you did that?
It was, I think I hosted a couple games after I had Emily. So it wasn't that long ago in 2021.
A couple of years,
but it wasn't
yeah.
like my full time gig then
at
either. I think I was just kind of coming in for a couple games. So it was fun. It felt good to be back there, but also strange.
Before we get to Heather with the news, a couple more ticket techs. Bo Brisky disappearing really hurts. Jerry and Howell. Not great. Seems like the team was on their break 5 days early. Matt and Novi. And Scott and Carlton says, someone needs to tell Gibby to call in and calm everybody down today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This is a cool story. Ed Sheeran has never heard a louder crowd than in Detroit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Those Detroit fans know how to make some noise. He was talking to Kylie Kelsey on her podcast last week and said that the loudest crowd he's ever heard in the world, right?
Oh.
This guy has traveled the world, was at his Detroit concert in 2023. And he did say that there was a bit of a cheat code is what he said, because that's when they brought out Eminem. Right, so it wasn't necessarily the loudest crowd for him.
For him, yeah.
But the loudest crowd he's heard. They brought out Eminem. He said that was the loudest I've ever heard a crowd, like anywhere in the world. Like there's never been a louder crowd than that.
That's awesome.
Pretty incredible. And he went on to talk more about Detroit. He kind of talked about how he loves Detroit's pride and everyone takes pride in their city. And he did say that he wants the Detroit Lions to win the next Super Bowl. So
yeah, you want to talk about a loud crowd. That would be it.
Yep. Amazon Prime Day shattered records this year. Did you guys make any purchases?
I did. I got some new earbuds. Mine have been faltering.
Colin got some new earbuds as well. I bought a ton of stuff.
Did you?
What'd you get?
I got a digital picture frame. I got one for my mom for Christmas, and we set it up for her, and I loved it. So I said, I want one of those myself, and the kids love it. I bought a cleaning tool for like the grout. I bought a ton. I bought a ton of stuff. I got a new watch.
Oh,
mine died. My smartwatch. So I got a new smart. I mean, I was on like a.
You were on a hot streak. Yeah.
Click, click, click. Spend the money. Spend the money.
Ruby did because she's obviously getting ready to go to college. Yeah. So for her college room, she bought a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
It's fun, right? I mean, when everything's on sale, it's more fun. But this year, Amazon stretched out its annual Prime Day sales event, which is why probably the sales were so great, because it was an extended Prime Day. So it lasted 4 days, which is obviously twice as long as it was in the past. And according to the company, Amazon's 11th Prime Day drove record sales and a record number of items sold, larger than any previous 4 day period, which includes any other Prime Day event. So people spent altogether $24.1 billion on Prime Day.
Wow. And well, thankfully, Bezos will be able to pay for that wedding now.
Exactly. The top items bought include kids' apparel, home security products, school supplies, refrigerators and freezers, and games. I bought a game for the kids, too.
What game?
I bought some birthday and Christmas. I did it up on Prime Day.
She went crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you're ahead
of
the game.
But I got Christmas and birthday presents.
That's
smart.
Smart thing to do.
Everything was on sale. I had fun. A man is facing federal charges after allegedly groping a young girl on a Delta flight from Tokyo to Detroit earlier this month. Yeah, the young girl told FBI agents that she got stuck behind a drink cart, which is easy to do after she was returning to her seat from the bathroom. So she couldn't go down the aisle. She had to obviously wait as the drink cart moved. And apparently this man went up behind her and she couldn't go anywhere. There was nowhere for her to escape. There was other witnesses that said, yes, we saw this guy actually walk towards her, walk past his seat to get behind her when she was at this drink cart. Also said that he was acting odd the entire flight. They said including dropping items, roaming around, asking weird questions to the attendants, and appearing impaired. And according to court documents, the flight crew reported that this guy tried to assault another passenger during the flight, and that's when they zip-tied him until it landed at Detroit. So, yikes, facing some big charges there. The woman accused of stabbing her boss to death at an East Point McDonald's last week has been charged with first-degree murder and carrying a dangerous weapon. Authorities say the 26-year-old was sent home from work, returned to the restaurant with a kitchen knife, and killed her manager, who was identified as 39-year-old Jennifer Harris. Police say that this woman did confess to the stabbing, said she admitted that she intended to go back to work and kill her boss, stated that she was sent home, drove to a nearby park, I don't know, thought about her options, and then said, you know what, I'm going to go back. She had the knife in her car. She was arraigned on Friday, had her bond set at $25 million. I got one more good one real quick.
Let's end on something different.
National Mac and Cheese Day today.
Okay.
Go home and get some mac and cheese.
All right.
86% of Americans say it is an adult food, not just for kids.
Well, yeah,
and
I agree.
I agree, too. 54% eat macaroni and cheese weekly, and people are really obsessed with it. 56% say they would give up coffee or social media before giving up macaroni and cheese.
I don't think I'd give up my coffee. It'd be easy for me to give up social media. But is there anything, Heather, is there anything you like on top of mac
and cheese?
I like
a little salt and pepper and some
ketchup
on the side.
Oh, no. I'm fine with hot sauce in your mac and cheese.
I don't like mix it in, but I like to like a little.
I think some diced up ham in there is good. Bacon as well.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of restaurants locally here you can go to where you can get some pulled pork or brisket on top of your mac and cheese.
Sure. That sounds awesome. I've done that at places.
Yes.
I don't like the breadcrumbs on it though. Texture, it throws it off. I don't want
a little crispy.
No, I don't want the crumbs.
Doesn't feel good in.
No, it's like sandy.
Oh, come on, little texture. I like a little texture in there.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the headline of the first half for the Tigers. It's 97-1. Now's the time to hit the road in style with a deal from Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. If you're looking to go electric, hit the road, skip the pump with the 2025 Blazer EV. You can lease it for under $200 a month. That's $199 with zero down on a 24-month low-mileage lease. Only at Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast, moranexpress.com. Stop by. They're out on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greg Gania, Dan Petrie, radio call. Tigers swept by the Mariners, four-game losing streak going into the All-Star break. Good time for it, because now your needs are very obvious and you attack the deadline with an increased urgency, right?
I think they were obvious before that.
You can never say it's good to lose. I know, John.
No, I can't. I can't physically say it. And if you couldn't see that it was obvious that they needed bullpen help, I don't know what to tell you. And if Scott Harris didn't know that, we got bigger problems.
But it's level of urgency. Like, maybe you would have been fine with like a mid reliever, and now you go, we need two and one with some big swing and miss. Does it just push more chips into the center of the table?
Again, I think it was obvious. I don't think we needed a four-game losing streak. Maybe there were some fans that needed it to get on board with. I think it was you. You needed it because it was your number one thing at the end of last week was, we got to have a right-handed bat. And I'm not saying we don't.
They're not winning a World Series without a right-handed bat. But they need to get to the World Series, and I don't know if they're getting there unless they add multiple bullpen arms now, which is funny. Like, people are going to hear this and think sky's falling. We know they have the best record in baseball. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to win this division. But when you get into postseason, if you're striking out a lot and you're not striking out the other team, if they're putting the ball in play and you're not putting the ball in play, you are begging to have things go the wrong way in a hurry and have this whole magical season upended. But it has been great so far. They have the best record in baseball. And John, the question we want to float to Tiger fans for most of the show today is, headline, What is the first half headline for this baseball team?
What's yours?
Redemption. It's a story of redemption. It's Javi Baez. It's okay. Spencer Torkelson. It's Casey Mize. It's a team that didn't win the division last year, lost to the Guardians in the playoffs, putting them in the rearview mirror. It's a story of redemption and revitalization a little bit too. Like we're finally getting back to those days where the ballpark's packed, where people are living and dying with every game. It's been a redemption story.
I think the story for me was, well, it's unfinished, but the pain, and I'm only talking about the pain of the last two or three. Let's just talk about the pain since AJ Hinch has been the manager.
Okay.
Has been worth it. It's been worth it because at the end of last year, when you got to the Little League World Series, right? And it was all of a sudden, all of the players that Scott Harris didn't want to block started to blossom. And it wasn't, hey, they're blossomed, they've arrived, they're here, it's every single day. No, they're still young players. Colt Keith's still a young player, but he has, I think for the most part, in the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, he's justified the contract extension they gave him before he even had a major league at bat. And it is, there is still work to be done, but it is being able to look at some of those young players and that they're, not one guy is the reason that this team is successful,
right.
But it is all of them as a collective. It's the definition of a team, and I love a good team. And I love the fact that somebody steps up at every single step, and okay, four-game losing streak, no one stepped up when they needed it. That's going to happen throughout the course of 162. But the fact that Scott Harris was, his theory was, we're not going to block these guys. We're not going to go get Chapman because we want to see what we have. And now he's in a position because he knows exactly what he has. Some of those guys have performed. He also knows not enough have performed. Chase Young,
I say, that's
didn't
the biggest,
perform.
When you say don't block, that's who that was about, right? Because the whole debate was third base. We don't want to block Chase Young because he's going to be our guy at third base. Like,
but now it's very obvious, and they're the best record in Major League Baseball, and it's very obvious what they need to do. To me, it seems like I used the term earlier, it's a neon light. It's shining right in your face. Yes, they need bullpen help, and they need to figure out third base. If they could do those both of those things before the trade deadline, I think this is a no-brainer. They're going to be in the World Series. Now it comes down to you're not going to have a lineup as good as the Dodgers. Can you find a way to beat them in a seven-game series?
248-539-9797. What is the headline of the first half for this baseball team? Nobody saw this coming. Nobody said the Tigers are going to have the best record in baseball at the All-Star break. Nobody said Javi Baez was going to be an All-Star in the outfield, center field of all places. Nobody thought Torkelson was the everyday first baseman. He had to fight for his job. Casey Mize was not on last year's playoff roster. He's their number two right now. And I know he just had his worst start of the year this weekend, but he's had a great first half in his second year post Tommy John. Those stories have buoyed and made them a team. Otherwise, yeah, I got Skubal and Riley Green. I had them last year in the All-Star game.
Right.
Now they're joined by a bunch of other dudes, guys who are there and could have been there. They're a much deeper baseball team. They're a much more feisty, competitive baseball team than they were at this time last year. I mean, we just started to see the corner turn before the All-Star game last year when they faced the Dodgers.
Right.
And then it was just a little taste. But then from that moment on, and I use the Little League World Series as kind of that key...
The watershed moment.
Watershed moment. But that was in the second half. So we're still in basically 1 year of this. Yeah. But now they're bringing along the Javis and the Mize and Torque's a positive as opposed to last year.
And I like the fact that this offseason, and up until, 4 weeks ago, we thought Canely was a great addition. And I think he still will be. I'm not going to sit here and say that he can't be a contributor on this team. He's having a little bit of a down slump right now as a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But Gleyber Torres, what a great addition this offseason. And I think we all, when it happened, we were all kind of like, eh. He's an all-star.
They're like, it's like a B move, maybe. It's an A. It's an outstanding move that they made. It's the best move they made.
And so I love the fact that they did go out last year and add some pieces to the puzzle. Now I think the Harris theory, the Harris plan, has paid off in some regards. And it's paid off in almost every regard because it's very obvious what they now need. And I didn't need a four-game losing streak to see what they needed.
Headlines from you guys, phones and ticket text. Drew in Roseville. Drew, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Drew. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's good?
Well, I'm with you guys. I love this baseball team. I have been in love with it since the beginning of the season, even though when they got swept by the Dodgers, it was like, oh, boy, here we go. I wasn't worried about it, though. But what I would like to say is a headline for the first half. My headline would be, not so fast, slow your roll. We need some improvement. I mean, we need some bullpen arms. And not just one. I'm thinking we need two at least. And would like to get three. Because I didn't see anything positive out of that bullpen this weekend, man. And I know it's just a small sample size. It's right before the All-Star break. Everybody's thinking about where they're going for the 3 days they're going to be off. You know, maybe they're not as focused as normally. I just, man, that was a hard watch this weekend, man. I mean, and they weren't even really competitive.
No.
That's the heartbreaking point. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I would argue they should have won Sunday's game. I mean, when Riley Green gives them the lead and you turn it over to your bullpen, which had been great for 90% of the season, in terms of the back end, the last couple guys, to have both Canely and Vest struggle, that was the one they should have won this weekend.
Yeah, yesterday was a game they've won the entire season, and they lost it. And the reason why is so glaring to why they need the help.
If they win that game, we come in today going, they lose three in a row, but they always bounce back. Instead, it was a breaking of the dam. The bullpen, which had already been taking on a lot of water, broke all weekend.
My headline is on par with the Lions. I think this team has every single capability of winning a championship this fall, just as the Lions do. I do. I think they're just as good. And I think they've got the right manager, just like the coach with the Lions, and I think they got the right GM. And it's everything that happened last year was confirmed. It's like, but they need some help. And the Lions need some help, and they had things happen at the wrong time. Don't get caught with your pants down. Make the moves, Harris.
Yeah, and I think we're having the same conversation that almost every city with a Major League Baseball team is having. That is in contention. There is no perfect team. I think even in L.A., they're looking at it going, we need to go out and get an arm that's healthy.
Yeah.
A starting pitcher that's healthy.
No doubt about that.
You know, you talked about the Diamondbacks, the last team they played before. Yeah. It'd be great if Suarez walked across. Yeah. But there was another guy on their team I was eyeing, and he was an old friend, Shelby Miller.
He's had a good year.
But he's got arm issues right now, and he's getting a second opinion.
Yeah, now that he's off the table. Ticket text 248-539-9797. The headlines from you guys from the first half for the Tigers. It's 97.1.
Hey guys, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back, now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Should have been the one they won this weekend. Instead, bullpen blew it. Again. Tigers, 4-game losing streak going into the All-Star break, but have the best record in baseball. And the first half has been a fairly successful and exciting first half. We asked you guys to come up with the headline. Headline for the season so far at the All-Star break. We're going to get to first half overreact gyms at 7:02 all across baseball. A lot of Tiger stuff in there, but across baseball. We'll do that after the update. John, some of the ticket techs we have. Motor City Magic, Tigers charging towards October. A wolf in sheep's clothing. The team is doing very well. However, if they do not add two bullpen arms and possibly another starter, I don't see the best ending to the season. They can score runs, but they need pitching before a bat. Wolf in sheep's clothing. Do you see a little bit of the fans who are feeling like, oh, this might not be real?
Well, I hear it from the fans a lot, and it's been such a quick turnaround from where they were at this point last year to making the postseason last year. In a historic end of the season, and everybody's wondering, well, is it real? Mm-hmm. And then it reminds me a little bit of beating Ohio State the first time in 21. Then you had to go down there in 22, and it was one of those moments where, you know, okay, you did it at home. It was one off. You broke the streak, but you've got to prove that it was real.
It wasn't a fluke.
Right, and they did. So now the Tigers come out this year, and we know all of the obstacles that they had at the beginning of the season. Didn't have a center fielder. Well, Javi goes out there and becomes an all-star center fielder. They had guys step up, and I think there was a lot of people that are still mired in what the Tigers were at this time last year and not necessarily trusting exactly what they are now. There's a fear that they're going to go back to...
No,
I think there are some Tigers fans out there like that. And I'm not going to say that they're... I understand the apprehension of buying into a good team because it's been such a quick turnaround. I think, Tom, you brought it up at the end of last week. The turnaround has been so quick. It's hard to wrap your mind around... This is the team with the best record in Major League Baseball. And do you trust it? Especially when you have Riley Green, who's hit 24 home runs, but he leads the league in strikeouts.
But it's a bit of a loaded question. Like, do you trust it? What am I trusting? Do I trust that they're winning the division? Do I trust that they're winning the World Series? Do I trust that they're what they were last year? Those are three very different things that I'm being asked to trust. I think they're every bit the team that went on the run at the end of last year. That
right.
team didn't win the I World agree. Series. I don't feel like this team, as currently constructed, is winning the World Series. Does that mean you don't trust them? Does that mean, like, what does that mean?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that have a fear that they're going to go back to what they were.
Not that far, no. But they had some guys overperforming. Canely was outperforming his entire career. He was.
Had last year. Guys come in with 90 ERAs, and then all of a sudden... They look like they're aces.
Right. That's the great thing about this weekend was that it showed the wart. Mm-hmm. The bullpen is a wart, and it needs to get addressed because you're putting everything on Will Vest right now. Canely, Jim pointed out again in the first segment, if that changeup's off, you're screwed.
It's a meatball.
It's batting practice. You have to have somebody else to go to. So when that happens, because it will happen. I remember Cleveland roughed him up last year in the playoffs a little bit.
He's at the Yankees, you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think this team is going to go back to last year, though. There's just no... That's a sky is falling super negative point of view.
I agree. And I don't think they are. I don't think they are at all. I think this is a really good team. But I think that we do have highlights of what they need.
There are very conflicting headlines on our ticket text. One says, the roar is real.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to like, hey, this is legitimate. And another one says the headline is they may have peaked too early.
Look, they're playing roughly 500 baseball since the beginning of June. I think it's a little
one
bit
game over.
Yeah. And what you've done since then is you've inserted Parker Meadows in the lineup, who I love, but he's got to hit better than this. He has to hit like last year
and
close
Vierling.
To it. And Vierling. Vierling has an under 500 OPS. Now it's 39 at bats. And you've got to let this try to work out a little bit. I would entertain this right now, and you can call it an overreaction or not. I would consider sending Meadows down here for a couple weeks.
I'm not against it.
Let Vierling play, you know, including some center. Maybe Javi goes back. You know, you platoon it all around.
Figure
like
it out.
Do, but let Vierling, because 39 at-bats is still way quick to judge somebody. But he needs to find it because he has no place in this lineup if – after 100 at-bats, this is continuing, right?
Well, Parker, I know you keep saying that 100 at-bats. Parker Meadows had 109 at-bats, and he's batting under 200 right now.
Send him down. Let Vierling see if he can figure it out. If he doesn't, hopefully Meadows has. You bring back up Meadows, and then you have a really tough conversation about somebody that's been a part of this. But all we wanted from Vierling was last year's Vierling.
Yeah.
And all we want from Parker Meadows is Parker Meadows at the end of last year. And what did they do last year? They sent him down. He found his mojo and came back up, and he wasn't lighting it on fire, but he was much better.
Well, think about it. So if option one is Parker Meadows is the center fielder. send him down, try to get him right. If it doesn't work, option two is Matt Vierling. You're going to figure it out. Option three is Javi Baez. But now I need an infield bat, which takes us full circle to right. where we've been since the start of the offseason.
I also think, was it game one of the Seattle series where Parker Meadows in center field dove for a ball and didn't catch it?
Yes.
I think he is pressing right now defensively because he feels like I've got to justify what I am on this roster by making amazing plays in center field. So if you have a guy that's pressing to do that, and then all of a sudden, hey, he doesn't get there. That ball gets by him. Now it's a triple. They score a run. I do think that he could benefit by going down.
Text on the headline so far as we get to the All-Star break. The Tigers are a good team, no doubt, but first things first, they need to get rid of Parker Meadows before the deadline. We need to fix our bullpen and stop worrying about the All-Star game. If we do that, we'll win the series. Let's go, Tigers. My headline is, please don't collapse. They've been a 500 team since June. Let's not forget what Washington did. They need elite bullpen arms and one power right-handed bat. If not, it's going to be a cute season. And another texter says, all for nothing. Justin in Detroit. That's their headline.
I don't think it's all for nothing.
I can't say that unless if we pass and they don't do anything at the deadline, then all of a sudden that text holds more weight. All for nothing. If you don't right. do something at the deadline, it'll be all for nothing.
And it goes to what my headline is the Harris theory. It's shown that, okay, it can work in some regards, but it's also highlighted exactly what they need.
It'd be criminal if they don't add a bullpen arm.
Oh, it'd be, yeah. Especially after this weekend.
You might not like what they add, but I'm
got to be better what they have.
I'm 100% sure they're adding at least one bullpen.
I am too. Hey, the LA Dodgers lost 7 in a row, and they're not crying, so why are we? Paul in New Haven. Yeah, guys, why are we crying this morning?
I don't think anybody is crying.
I know. It's just funny what people like, what they hear.
No one's crying. This is still a really good baseball team. But the trade deadline, I mean, what is this, the 14th?
Yeah, we got 17 days.
Yeah.
2 weeks. 248-539-9797. Headline for you. Sky is falling, parentheses, sarcasm. Okay. I think there's a drop of doubt from this weekend that would turn into a bigger thing if they don't do something about it. But I'm not of the belief they're going to do nothing. I think they're getting in plain bold lettering what they need to do, marching orders for the trade deadline. And if and when they do those things, they'll stay at the top of the American League and they'll have their puncher's shot to win the World Series. 248-539-9797. All right, at the All-Star break, we have a bunch of storylines from the Tigers, but across baseball, I've compiled them in Overreact Gyms. It's next, 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.